The Sangha today is the 26th of January, year 2012. We are in the Full Moon Meditation Hall of New Hamlet. The French translation is having problem right now, so they're checking for the sound system. Somebody just add in, so I'm testing for people who just have more. We just come in. So now they're speaking French for the French people because they don't have the translator in French session yet. Well, we already learned 44 gatha of the sutras, tangye. When we first start, it looks a little bit difficult, but more and more we can understand. And if we reread the very first one, we can see that now it's much easier. The last gatha said that all of us contain a stream, and then we don't have our self separate. The second sentence said that whatever we saw, whatever we heard, all the objects of our perceptions, everything, all natures or object. So there are two things. First, we don't have our own ego, our own separate self. And second thing, everything is all of our perceptions. They are the object of our objections. So the conclusion is that there is nobody attend the nirvana or flowing into the death and the birth, because if there is no separate self, then who do that? From the beginning, then the birth and the death are something different, and we have to choose between the two. Either that we are in the ocean of death and birth, and then we suffer, or we are in the nirvana, so then we don't have to suffer. But after we learn that, then we see that that dual of perceptions are not correct. Birth and death is the nirvana, and nirvana is the... if we are deeply in touch with the birth and death, and we are in touch with the nirvana, there is nothing separate. So because of that, there is nobody or in the stream of birth and death, and there's nobody who need to go to nirvana. So we don't have to do anything. We don't even have to practice. I wrote a poem, or about the stream. I don't know where it is right now, so if you have seen that, then please let me know. I told a story about a river. First, it's just a little stream that comes from the top of the mountain. When we have rain, then we have the river. And there is so many small streams that come together and form a river. So the river goes down to the... that is a very young river, and we are the same thing. Before, we are also a small, young river. And we are very excited. We want to go very fast. The youth is always like that. We always want to reach something, to attain something. quickly. We want to do it very fast. And that's the same thing with that river. And we all have been through that stage. Some already gone through that. Some are doing that right now. We want to attend something. We want to finish something. We want to go somewhere. There are some young monks really want to be quickly to become venerable. So they act very serene, just like an old venerable, and they are older than their age. And there are some old monks just want to wear the long robe for the young monks so that they can look young. So on the path to go down from the mountain, the river was dancing, singing, so then he can reach down quickly. And he's very enthusiastic. And of course that on the way, he saw other streams and they all mingle together. And we can see clearly that the river is not self. It is contained by so many different streams that getting together. There are inputs. So our stream of life is the same thing. Every single day we have so many inputs. We have something that enter into us. And if those who enter to us are nourishing, and that is good for us. But if those who come in that are not fresh and not very nourishing, then it can make the stream of life not very good. For example, if you listen to a Dhamma talk like this morning, then we are having an input. And those input are nourishing and make us grow. And the Dhamma talk can contain the insight, the compassion. And if we can absorb all of those little rivers, then our rivers later on will be very clear. Those are inputs. But also we have outputs.
In its way to go down the mountain, the creek also have input and output in the same. And so the creek have to share some of the water to the grass beside to two edge. So the creek have always many stream of input and output every second. And when the creek arrive to the field, the slope is not too stiff, and the creek go slow down, and we become an adult. We are not excited. We slow down, and we have more peace. We have ability to see what happened in the present moment because we slow down. When the creek go to the field, it's become a river, more peaceful river. And now it's become a rather large river, like the Hương River, the Fragrance River, the Red River in North Vietnam, the Mekong River, Amazonas River in Mississippi, in the Mississippi, the Ganges. And when the river slow down, it have time to have reflection of many colorful clouds. And the clouds have many, many colors. And then the river start to attach, to be attached to the clouds. Oh, that cloud is so beautiful. Ah, the cloud is also beautiful. And the river run after one cloud to another cloud. We too, we are a river, we are a creek, we are a stream of water. And then we are now attracted by that cloud, that image. So we are attached by many other very exciting, colorful, and many things interesting. And so the river really sucked by all these clouds. But the nature of everything is impermanent, including the cloud. Now the cloud is here, but in the afternoon it will be go a little farther, and then maybe, and then they disappear, and then you run after one cloud to another cloud. We too, we run after this project, and other beautiful women, and other beautiful handsome men, and then we need. We feel some emptiness from some emptiness in our hearts, and then we are like a river. The truth is the cloud is impermanent. The cloud is like that, but sometimes it disappears. And that is why we lost our breath by running after this cloud to another cloud, and then we feel, because we are kind of empty, and we feel lonely. And one day, the river is so sad and cry, and then don't have no desire to live, because the sky is so empty. There's no aim to run after, no cloud to run after. And on the cloud that the river run after, and then the life of the river is and you want to die. And the river want to commit suicide. But the river cannot kill himself. Impossible. A stream must continue. We cannot stop running in the same for us. We are a river of form, feeling, perception, mental formation. If we call ourselves killing ourselves, you cannot never kill. It will appear in the other form. So we have to run in the way that the stream become more and more large, more and more limpid, more and more beautiful, and go to the direction to make life more beautiful. So, but the river was so empty and so lost, but she or he has to come back to the river herself. And then the first time, the river listened to herself, to himself. And they have to listen to the edge of the river, and then they hear a little clapping of the little wave to the edge of the two sides of the river. That is like the sopping of the river. But more and more she lifting like that, lifting like that, and then suddenly he can see that, oh, but this little wave on two sides of the river is also the cloud. And I, the big river, is already a cloud. And I have all the cloud in myself. I have all my project in myself, all the dream of myself, all my aim in myself. I go, the nature of the river is a cloud. And so, the river is a cloud. The nature of the cloud is also river, is also water. But the river is also water. And so why we have to run after water? We are already water, and the cloud is also water. And so why we have to run after water? You are already water. Why you run after water? So you are already what you are running after. That is the first insight of the river. In Buddhism, we have three doors of liberation. One of the doors is aimlessness. You don't need to aim at anything. You don't have to go to anywhere. This flower is trying to find the cosmos. But in fact, the cosmos is in the flower. The first door liberation is aimlessness. The second is water, signlessness. And the third one is emptiness. Yeah, or they put in three dimensions, but first emptiness, second is signlessness, and then the third is aimlessness. You don't need to aim at anything. You are already what you are searching for. And when the river realized that she is water, the cloud is also water, the cloud is in her, she has no aim to run after, and she is peace. He is in peace. And we too, we run after the Buddha, we run after Satori, enlightenment, everything. You don't need to run after enlightenment. You are already enlightened where you are, steadily there, peaceful, limpid, clarity in your mind. You are already what you are searching for. And when you have that deep vision, and then when the river have found that deep vision, the river run peaceful, arrive to the ocean, is also water, he is also the water. Wherever you are already water. When condition is no longer sufficient, the heat, too much of heat, you become water again, but in form of vapor, in form of cloud, and then you run, you flow peacefully, you flow peacefully. But the day after this, plenty of cloud go back, but the river is no need, no desire to run after this cloud, because the river know that on this cloud are herself, are himself. He doesn't need to run after on this beauty, on this attachment. The river realized that he is cloud, she is cloud. And that night where the river realized that she is river, she is the cloud, and then there is no discrimination between cloud and then and vapor, water, all of them. And that night when there is a big enlightenment of cloud, moon, river, vapor, water, they come together for walking meditation. They are together, they are one. Even they manifest in different form, but they are one. That is the, they already reach the door of liberation, aimlessness. They are one. They are river. They are cloud. They are vapor, water. So today we have a new text praising the Buddha of Light, Amitabha. Amitabha Buddha, the Buddha is a river. The Buddha is also a river. The Buddha, while running, received many little creeks. So Buddhism is also a river. Buddhism is not something immobile, because Buddhism is a stream of water, and then it's become larger and larger. And like us, ourselves, we are always some input and output. Yesterday, in the hut where I received you in the foot of the mountain, and when I told you when the tree cannot give birth to branch and leaf, the tree is dying. So for the tree to be alive, the tree need to have many branches, many branch, many leaf, many flower. We too. We need. Buddhism cannot be considered as a ancient kind of antique object that you will exhibit in the museum. Buddhism must be alive, and Buddhism must receive many, many input and become very alive, very brilliant, very wonderful. So there is every, and in every stream of water, every religion or anything, there's always two branches. One is very fundamentalist and don't want, and very extremely conservative and do not want to change anything, do not receive any input. And the others, the progressive part, they say that, no, we have received so many input, there is new technology, there is new insight in science, in technology, and so we have to improve and we have to make Buddhism be adapted to the new society. But usually the progressive one is always crowded than the conservative branch. When the Buddha passing away about 200 years, and then there is two groups, they call the Mahathera group, who are all elders people, and the other, the big group of popular group, where they want to renew Buddhism, they want to accept more. So the first one, the Theravada Mahasanghika, and so in Theravada is the conservative, and in Mahasanghika is improving, and the Theravada want to keep the exactly the same, not adding one word, no removing one more word. There is some good thing in that, because sometimes you improve, but you go too far and you escape from the real essential. You add some not superficial, not necessary, and you lose the most important one. So the conservative have the good things because they can keep exactly. So we have to do in a way that in at the 21st century, we cannot speak the language of 40th century earlier. No, 26th century earlier. And so we have to change a little bit, but every renewal, we have to look at the original world. So you cannot just add, and sometimes you lose the most essential one, and you add the non-essential thing. So the way of improving Buddhism that you always have to reflect back to the original, reflecting the original, the conservative, in order to see every word and which word we can adapt and improve, which word we have to keep because it's essential one. Mm. And Mahasanghika is in the popular group, the Greek group. They have a lot of people to come because they speak the language of the time. They listen to the improvement of outside of Buddhism of the time in order to be close to the big majority. So Mahayana Buddhism is in the progressive side. And Mahayana Buddhism is want to renew Buddhism. And so in Mahayana Buddhism, there is new text, new sutra, born after the passing away of the Buddha, a few hundred years. So a few sutra, sutex of Mahayana Buddhism is not written in the time where the Buddha was alive. But when, because in archaeology, in science of research, we know that a number of sutra is not from the Buddha, but is deeper than the teaching of the Buddha. On the form, it looks like we trick, but in every word in the Mahayana Buddhism is exactly what the Buddha said, but it's more profound. The way to explain is very profound and very clear, like the sutra, Avatamsaka Sutra, is born after the passing away of the Buddha many hundred years. However, it reflects many good teaching of the Buddha in the time where he was alive. Because in Avatamsaka Sutra, it speaks about interbeing, interconnection of things, everything. And the Buddha repeat that several times in many teaching of him in the Theravada Sutta. But it's not clear. But not very clear that in Avatamsaka Sutra is explained the interbeing in a very beautiful and poetic way and concrete way, and then it's so beautiful, like the image of Mahamaya, the mother of the Buddha Siddhartha, have seen and Mahayana said that all the Bodhisattva want to visit Siddhartha in the womb of Mahayana Maya, and then they request to visit Siddhartha in her womb, but no permission, and then countless Bodhisattva enter in her womb, and so it's so beautiful. But how a woman can have the enough space for countless of Bodhisattva to go and visit Siddhartha. And everybody feel comfortable, and her womb is large enough to contain everything. And then Mahamaya, the mother of Siddhartha, said, I think that if there is a few million of Bodhisattva who want to enter into my womb, and I still enough space. So that image express that the infinity can enter into the small piece of dust. The infinity of the universe can be seen in a piece of dust. And only that image can express profoundly the teaching of interbeing of the Buddha. So Avatamsaka Sutra look like a masterpiece of humanity. And later on, many people from other religion, many wise men and women have considered like Avatamsaka Sutra is a masterpiece of humanity. It's not only for Buddhism. So the student of the Buddha, the progressive one have used deep teaching of the Buddha, and then use poetry, use imagery, use many things in order to express the profound teaching of the Buddha. So if you see in a very superficial way, you say, oh, Mahayana Buddhism is just newly invented. Yeah. It's a way, it depends on the way you see. And the patriarchs, when they wrote the Mahayana text in Mahayana Buddhism, text in Buddhism, he took from the Thera, from the original text of the Buddha, but he write it in a very profound way and illustrate in a very beautiful way that is to not lose the essence of the teaching at all. And like the eight way of realization, and in Pali Sutta, there is no word Bodhisattva. So the eight realization is exactly like in Theravada Sutta, but there is one new word, is Bodhisattva, it means those who are enlightened. And so in Prajna Sutra, there is also, in the Prajna Paramita, and in the Prajna, there are many, many sentences in the four foundations of mindfulness. So in when a bhikkhu bend down, the bhikkhu know the, when the Buddhist, when a bhikkhu kneel down, the bhikkhu know that he's kneel down. When the bhikkhu carry a bowl, the bhikkhu know that he's carry a bowl. But in Prajna Sutta, the patriarch wrote, when a bodhisattva kneel down, the bodhisattva know that the bodhisattva is kneeling down. The bodhisattva carry a bowl, the bodhisattva know he is carrying a bone. So they use exactly the same. Instead of using the word bhikkhu, they use the word bodhisattva. And so many tantrism Buddhism, it means a branch, new branch of Buddhism when the Buddha passed away a long time after. They also use the same way. It means the original text plus the counter, the later. But they, so like Amitabha Buddha Sutra also appear a few hundred years after the Buddha passing away. But in that Amitabha Sutra, and so Amitabha Buddha is to elaborate the evoking Buddha, and also in Amitabha Buddha also said that the teaching by the wind, by the bird is also teaching the five power. The seven factor of enlightenment, about 37 way the Buddha teaching. So there is a exchange between the, in the teaching of Plum Village, we have take the original one as well as the Mahayana wisdom in order to make something appropriate to our time. And I think that we discover that in Amitabha Buddha there is some input from a kind of, in the Middle East, of they call Zoro or something. I mean, the worshipping of the sun. In the Middle East, there is at that time, there is a lot of worshipping of the sun. So that is teaching in Middle East. They speak in Iran. Iran is trying to make some atomic bomb. They try only. In that religion, they see that the sun is a kind of God, because the sun provides light, provides heat. The sun is a reality, immutable. They think so. And so in Amitabha Buddha Sutra, Bo Leung Quang, illimited light, illimited longevity, is they imitate, and they are influenced more or less to that religion, where they see that the sun is have a illimited longevity, illimited light, and so they have more or less influenced by that. In order to praise Buddha, offering light in 10 directions, is the Buddha is offering light to life. And light nourish life. And so the sun is also a bodhisattva. And Mahayana Buddhism, with that religion of worshipping the sun, come together and they give birth to Amitabha Buddha Sutra. And Iranian people become Buddhists a lot at that moment. And Buddhism can expand a lot. And the Buddha said that you use the essential teaching of me and try to adapt with the culture of the country where you are in order for people to feel close to their culture, but they practice in order to be enlightened, to be more peaceful and more loving, etc. So when Buddhism entered into China, it's a lot of culture of China. And then when you enter into Tibet, there is another aspect of culture is quite different from China. And when Buddhism enter into Sri Lanka or Birmania or Japan, and so it's so different. So the Japanese Buddhist is quite different from Tibetan Buddhism, because you see you enter into two temple, but you think that these two different religion, but the difference is the culture of each country. But we have to keep the essential teaching. And so a Thai temple and a Japanese temple is look like two religion, two different religion. And so that, because, so here Amitabha Buddha, there is a kind of mixage of that new religion of worshipping the sun and Buddhism, and then it mixed for more than 1,000 years, and so it's now a little bit fluid, and people cannot see the trace. But and Buddhism entered Vietnam by many branches. There are those who come from Theravada, go to Vietnam. It's also those who come from China too. Some coming to Vietnam go to China and bring some good Buddhism to China. But China, by other way, also have other kind of Buddhism also bring back to Vietnam. So quite Amitabha Buddha is Amitabha Buddha Sutra. And so many patriarchs in China as well as in Vietnam always said that pure land is in your heart, and pure heart, Amita, is your nature. So you are of the nature of Amita. You are Amita who is in your heart. And so, and many, many big patriarchs in Vietnam who practice pure land, but say that pure land is your pure heart. Don't try to think of a state far away, a country far away. It's in your heart. In your heart. You don't run after a country in the east and etc. or in the west and so on. So this Amita Sutra that I try to combine is to bring you back to the true nature of Amita Buddha Sutra. It said that every living beings have a Buddha nature. Not only a human beings can have the Buddha Sutra, but this tree also have the nature of the Buddha. The dog, the cat, the bird all have Buddha nature. The trees, the rock, the earth have the Buddha nature. It could be our planet Earth could be a bodhisattva. The sun is also a bodhisattva. And Vajrayana is the nature. The nature of Shakyamuni Buddha, because without the sun, you cannot be here. The sun is not outside there, it's also in you. Without the sun in you, you cannot survive. And so when you have to see the planet Earth like a beautiful bodhisattva, because don't think that the Earth is a kind of matter, it's material, no, it's not. We think that the matters is an illusion. Matters is including the mind, the mental and matters are one. There are a number of scientists who said the world is what? The world is the coming of countless of atoms, countless of particles, billion, trillion, trillion of particles, subatomic atoms. This is the way they explain. But then those who say that the world is the world waves, countless of little waves. Countless of waves is another way to say, to explain the world. And then the author said that the world is made of many string. Countless of string is a way to. That is all a perception in your mind. But the reality is beyond. Of your perception. Because you divide that he is matter, he is a mental, and he is spiritual, he is matter. But the reality is goes beyond your perception, your notion about that, the world. So we have no difficulty to accept that the sun is a reality, so beautiful reality, a wonderful reality, is the source of life. Without the sun, the earth cannot survive. And if we call the earth is the mother of our own species on earth, And then the son could be the father. Without father, the mother cannot give birth to a child. And without the mother, the father cannot give birth to a child too. So we need the sun, we need the planet in order to manifest. So we invite people from other faith to look, to see whether it's good. I pay respect to the Tathagata Illimited Light. I pay respect to Nila Ismin Tathagata. Is things like that, without, like this is Dioshai. It means shining powerfully in countless directions. Shining powerfully in many thousands of directions. We have given something? Yes, we have given quite a lot. But it's not enough, like we do not give enough like the sun. So without the sun, can you be born? Could you be reborn? Could trees can be born? Could flower can be born? So we have no difficulty to accept the sun as a Buddha or a Bodhisattva, shining powerfully in thousands of directions. Today, we have a chance to hear the calling of you. You, it means the my father, the son. Yeah. The Buddha, the sun is really a Buddha. Without the sun, there is no earth. And so I listen to your voice. Tathagata Amita, we can call you the king of Amrita. Amrita is... Dhamma Nectar Temple of Low Amulet. So Kamlo, it means kind of Kamlo Vunyi, like one of the name of Amita Buddha. You are the manifestation of a wonderful sun. Namo, my respect to Amita Buddha, the king of Amrita. You are the manifestation of the sun. You are manifesting in the sun. We manifest as a man, we are manifest as a woman, but we are also the continuation of the sun and the planet. In Christianity, we ask the question, is God, is a human? And this question have no answer yet, but in Buddhism we can answer. We said that we can call God a human, but a human is not the only manifestation of God. God could be a bird. God could be a flower, and a human could be God. A flower could be God. A bird could be God. A fish could be God. And a star could be God. So in Buddhism, we have no difficulty. I don't know, even Christianity, they accept. We are the descendant of the sun. And thanks to you, Buddha, that you shine the way to us. You are a manifestation of the stream of light called Vairochana. In many sutras, they praise the Buddha like the descendant of the sun. and the king and of the king descendant of the sun. So we all are descendant of the sun, and Jesus should be also descendant from this, from the sun. And so we call. So we are all son and daughter of God, but God is more truthful. It means not very. It's more symbolic. Why the sun and the earth is really concrete, and too abstract. If we are son and daughter of God, is too abstract. God, what is God? But we are son and daughter of the sun and the earth is very clear, very concrete. You show me the way. We show us the way. Now we have received your showing. You show us the directions. My homeland is the earth, the great earth. My sweet mother is the green planet. My homeland is the great earth. Every one of us try to find our homeland, and our homeland is the planet earth. My sweet mother is the blue planet. Everyone, every nation have to consider the Mother Earth as a sweet mother. You are French, you are English, you are German, you are Vietnamese. We have to accept the Mother Earth is the mother of our nation. We use the path of love as our orbit. And we also practice walking meditation with the solar system. And there is, and we have one father, the sun, but our mother is one. But there is many other star, other astro. And they are the Mars, Venus, Saturn, so on. And so they are kind in the solar system going around the sun. And there are countless of stars. And the earth is the best of all the stars. And Buddha is not an abstract, not an abstract image. The Buddha is a real, dual presence of the sun in each of us. The absence of the sun just for a few minutes can make a lot of chaos in us. You have to see that we are like a sangha. Our planet Earth is one member of the Sangha in the solar system. That our planet Earth carry countless of living beings in her body. But our planet Earth have also connection with other stars in the solar system. And they all are walking meditation together joyfully around the sun. So the Milky Way with countless of stars, they are running around the sun. And on the social accept that the planet Earth is the best star in the solar system. And around the solar system, maybe there is other system, but for now we know that. And all the stars are walking meditation in the solar system in the fleeting way. The light of you shining out, radiated, and give birth to countless of species. And the sun is our father. You are from the lineage of the sun. We are son and daughter of the sun. That is sure. Without the sun and the mother earth, we will not be born. In Japan, they consider that their nation is his daughter of the sun. We too, we are also son and daughter of the sun. The light of you, the sun shining, and then it gives birth to countless of species on earth. And if you say that Amitabha Buddha is only in the west, not correct. In the east, not correct. It's everywhere. And so Amitabha Buddha is our nature. Because it's true. Because Amitabha Buddha is in ourselves, it's not outside. And if we remove all the Amida substance, you are no longer there. So light emitted, radiate from the sun, nourish countless of life. Without the sun, how we can live in the Arctic area? There's several months without seeing the sun. And when it means they do not see the sun, it doesn't mean that the sun doesn't exist. Because and living in the such area, people can have a lot of depression. So we live here, there is more sunshine. And so those who are depressed, they used to put a lot of light in their house. Many countries in the northern part, there's a huge house, and they also a kind of artificial sun in order to shine a lot, and then those who have got depression can come and live in that house and feel less depressed. The light of Tathagata radiate and help the manifestation of countless of species. Wherever there is lives, there is your presence of the sun. The light of Tathagata Amida is radiating, is the source of nutrition for all species. And the energy of you, the sun, have a kind of help manifesting beautiful clouds and wonderful moonlight. We have, you have helped create high mountain, large river, and then we are running around and we make many ocean, wonderful, immense oceans. The energy of you, the sun, have give birth to beautiful green forest, beautiful blossom of peach. In us, we we radiate vapor of water, and vapor of water will come up, vapor in the river, in the house, and they make, a lot of them make a cloud. So we also create cloud, because we radiate our vapor of water when we breathe, and then many, a lot of vapor of water will make cloud, and then, and we can, thanks to the heat of earth, of the sun, of our father the sun, and then we can have, create things bit by bit, river, ocean, and then in the ocean there is life who is born, fish, and many other things in the ocean. And slowly they become monocell and then pluricell, and then we become fish and become reptil and people mammifer and people monkeys, and then we are human. So there is an ecosphere. There is a lot of lives. There are high mountains, there is large river, there are wonderful cloud, beautiful mountain. And the earth, the green earth by itself alone cannot make all this beauty on earth. We need the sun. And you give the energy of the sun, and with the support of the earth, we have beautiful willow branches, beautiful green forests. And then in Buddhist literature, people have used to praise the beauty of life by green willow and yellow flower and so on. Our manifestation, our body is also a wonders. This flower is a wonders. Our body is a wonders. Our everything could be a wonders. And then they manifest, they heal, and they help to improve. And so why you try to find another perception about God? God is the sun. God is the coming of the sun and the planet Earth for us to manifest. You don't need to imagine a kind of fruit of your imagination. But we have to go back to the reality. He is the sun, he is the earth, help you to manifest. So you, the sun and the earth come together, it manifests beautiful yellow flower, beautiful green willow branch, forest, and so on. Phaptang is a teaching body at the beginning, it's like that. But also there is a second meaning, is when we practice. When we practice is our Dhamma body. It's your practice, it's a Dhamma body, it's not the text. And when you walk, when you breathe, and you go back to calm yourself, then not to be carried by your emotion, that is also, yeah, that is also Phaptang. Phaptang is mean Dhamma body. And that Phaptang can nourish the mother, the father, and your beloved who die. And you can help and nourish everyone. Our Dhamma body is nourishing us. also your the embracing of the Tathagata planet Earth. You also create the pure land, peaceful pure land, and you help manifest many wise, insightful people. And you also help to create many pure atmosphere for the Sangha to be built. Your nature is not distinguished between north and south. Your nature is not discriminate between east or west. And my body Dhamma have teach me to see like that. That is the nature of enlightenment. And Tindo, pure land, is here and now. The pure land is here and now. And if you say that Amitabha Buddha live only in the West, it's not correct. The pure land do not discriminate between East and West, and don't try to search for where the pure land is here and now. And so, Plum Village do not deny the Pure Land teaching. But our Pure Land teaching is by our breathing, our walking, our working, we live in the Pure Land. We keep our pure mind. We keep our judgment compassionate, our view conscious. And then you can see the body of the Dhamma everywhere. Your body of the Dhamma is in the beautiful flower, in the beautiful trees, in beautiful manifestation of this planet. Every step you touch the Dhamma body. That is to really practice the pure land. The Buddha nature do not discriminate between north and south, east or west. And Muni Shakya is a real teacher. And a real teacher teaches what? That you have to practice the pure land here and now. Do not try to search the pure land far away. When you pass away in the east or in the west, and also, you have to step every step on the pure land. Do not step on your dream. Do not step in your plan, in your project. I step on the pure land solidly. It's also a sentence of one patriarch of Vietnam, Trần Nhân Tông. Don't walk like in a dream. Don't be sleepwalker. Don't be a sleepwalker. You walk solidly, profoundly, happily on this very land where you are tread. And you are touching your Mother Earth so profound, so beautiful. And you are in touch with your Father, the Sun, so wonderful, embracing all the species on Earth. And by doing so, by walking like that, you can touch the nature of no birth, no death. You can touch the oneness of time and space. You do not need to see the past is now in you. The future is now in you too. Both the past and the future are one in us in this very moment. So walking from your room to the dining room, or from working from this meditation room hall to the dining room, you walk in the way that you are one with the earth, with the sun, with everyone. And you have to touch the reality of that earth, not touch in the dream, not touch in the notion of the earth. You really touch the earth. Don't be a sleepwalker. So when you walk as a Sangha, everybody walk mindfully, so you also make use of the mindfulness of the Sangha in order to bring you really back to the mindful step, to the earth. And so you can heal slowly. Your difficulties, you heal slowly your disease. And those who are sick, always they are lost the connection with the nature, they lost the connection with the earth, they lost nation with the sun. And then they are sick. When people are alienated, they are not very happy and they can create many diseases. The best way is to go back to the nature, to the Mother Earth, lie down on earth in order to feel embraced by the earth. And the earth is holding you. It's not a second that the Mother Earth do not call you, do not hold you. It's not a second that the Mother Earth doesn't hold you, embracing you, not in the lying position, but when you are standing, your Mother Earth is still holding you. And then if you practice touching the earth every day, and you see all the difficulties will be slowly healed. I vow to walk on the true earth, be aware of my body, we have to be in touch with our body. It's the third exercise given by the Buddha. Breathing in, I'm aware of my body. My body is the body of my mom. I cannot destroy this body. We are in touch with your body. You can be in touch with the mother in you, the planet Earth. And the planet Earth is not outside, it's in you. You are also in touch with the sun, your father in you, in this very body. I'm determined to walk on the true earth. And I touch the earth at every step and can be in touch with all the wonders of life at every second, every minute. See the wonders of every second, every minute. The sunshine is so beautiful. So beautiful. The Sangha is so beautiful while you die. We are a river. You cannot cut. The river must run. You cannot cut. You escape, but you cannot. Why you kill yourself? Because you cannot kill a river. So the river continued to search a way to continue in a different way. That is your practice. It's your practice. You only need to practice like that. You don't need to learn thousands of sutra. You only walk on the earth, be with the earth, be with the sun. The earth is a wonder. The sun is a wonder. You are one. And we try to look. We do not see any other better bodhisattva. the earth is a great bodhisattva. The sun is a great bodhisattva. We cannot be different. We cannot find a better bodhisattva. And you only need to practice these sentences. It's enough. Don't need to learn 1,000 sutra. And when you can walk mindfully, deeply, see, be one with the earth, be one with the sunshine, be one with the universe, and you can see every step bring you to that great reality. And so all your doubt will be removed. So there is nothing lost, nothing increased. They lost, they increased, but they are one. So no losing here, increasing there, etc. So you can see that nothing less. So our brother is lost, but it appears here and there and in this, in yourself, in many other people. And so don't try to find nirvana far away. You can try to find nirvana in you, in the present moment. Nothing is born, nothing dies. So there is, if no, if everything is no birth, no death, no increasing, no decreasing, so where is you go back? Because everything appear here, disappear there, and appear other direction, disappear here, and so there is no place to come back. You are one. And so if you can see like that, you can see Amitabha Buddha is in this here and now in this Pure Land. Because we see the world of suffering and the world of enlightenment, because you are in a dualistic view. If you can see that, you can touch the world of beauty in the world of ugliness, and then the world of suffering in the world of enlightenment. The world of enlightenment is just in the world of suffering. Don't think that then enlightenment is different from ignorance. From ignorance you can but get enlightenment. You have to see that in suffering there is quite a lot of element to help you to reach enlightenment. We have to learn to take care of our suffering in order to help them to handle well our suffering, in order to change, to transform, to achieve something more liberate. So when we have a suffering, we have to suffer together. Don't suffer alone. And when you suffer alone, you cannot find the way out. But if you suffer as a Sangha together, we will find a way out. I'm very happy that I have you all together with me. And so I went through many difficult situations, but you are there and we all work together for transforming our pain. He come back to the text. Every step bring you to the Mother Earth. And even is the earth, but the sun is also here. Air France have one sentence. You have to change, you have to transform a beautiful corner of the sky, make Air France plane like the most beautiful place on the sky. This is what they try to advertise. In our telescope, and you look, there is nothing more beautiful than our planet Earth. And I wrote a calligraphy recognize that the Earth is the best area of the universe, of the cosmos. And if this place is the most beautiful part of the universe, why you have to run after a place where they call Amitabha Buddha Kingdom? So Amitabha Kingdom is here and now, and if you stop to run and to search for, and you look deep, and you rediscover that here is a real Amitabha Buddha Pure Land, here and now. Every step walking on the Mother Earth help you to be in touch, help me to be in touch with my Father, the Son. Every step peaceful, joyful, and I can make the Mother Earth give a lot of flower. Every step. And in the report that when the Buddha was born, he walked 7 steps, 7 flower bloom. And so you have to walk in the way that people can see a flower born in every of your steps. You don't need to walk on the hot chocolate. You only walk on the planet Earth peacefully, relaxingly, joyfully, and people have the impression that you are walking on flower. And that flower are bloom born from your step. We have to walk peacefully, joyfully, now and here. Don't wait for tomorrow to do that. The wonderful Amrit have manifested, and Amrit is the deathlessness. And Kamala is deathlessness already. You don't need to run after that. Wherever you are, you live deeply, you are already in deathlessness. This sentence is the contents of the mantra that we call the mantra about the Dharani, about the liberation of those who die in tantrism. Namo Dhammaya Datha Yada Yada Digyata. That is a kind of mantra of tantrism to recite for people who pass away. And I discovered that is a Sanskrit term of these 4 sentences that he write. Namo Amitabha Buddha Amitaya. Because it's from Sanskrit, that's transcribed into Chinese, and Chinese to Vietnamese. So, but finally, I rediscovered that is the text in Sanskrit.
Giữa sư cô với viên tấm bảng có ông thầy đứng dậy làm sao cô đọc, thấy không? Làm sao đừng có sắp như vậy nè.
Namo Amitabhaya Tathagata. That is Sanskrit. But in Vietnamese we say that Namo Amitabhaya Dathaya Daya. Tathagataya. So it means, yeah, the way they transcribe from Sanskrit into Chinese, Chinese to Vietnamese. We, you don't know, but we Vietnamese, we understand, most of the Vietnamese who are Buddhists, they know by heart on this thing. Because always in your family, there's somebody who died, and it's very short narani that everybody learned to read. Namo Ajita Vajadata Yadayana Diyata Yeridopati Yeridopati. So, but we thought that is a very magical mantra, but now I try to explain. The idea is like that. The meaning is that. My respect to Amitabha Buddha. My respect to Amitabha Buddha. In Sanskrit it's Amrita. But in Chinese, Vietnamese it's Cam Lo. Instead, Amrita, Amrito. Amrita Utbave. So they pronounce Amrito. To. And so why? So, Namo Amitabha Buddha. The Amrita, wonderful Amrita is already manifest. The wonderful Amrita already manifest. You don't be afraid. You don't be afraid. You overcome the difficulties. It means when somebody dies something, when we see a cat killed by a car, we also evoke that Madharani. When we thought that it's a magical formula. But in fact, it's also magical if we know the meaning that Namo Amitabha Buddha, may the Amrita in the animal will be reborn and will manifest, so they will be full of light and peace and no fear, and to transform into a new form, something like that. And so Amrita appear. Amrita is present. Amrita is present. Amrita appear. And Sabave also mean manifesting. And manifesting every second, every minute. This means there is new light come, new light arriving, new light manifesting, new life coming. Amrita ki kalangde is Amrita Vikrante. It means powerfully, heroically, courageously, strongly. I pay respect to Amitabha Buddha, infinite light. I go powerfully, strongly, with great determination to that direction of light. This Vietnamese mantra that we have to evoke when some people die. Jayana chida kaleta baha. Is Amrita Vikranta illimited light, and Yamini means you already arrived. I have arrived. Amrita powerfully walk, arrive there already, manifest already there. We don't have to wait. It's arrived. It's arrived. Jayana chida kaleta ma. Chida kale gagana chitikaram. Chikana is the sky. Sky. It's the sky. Now they give all the name starting by sky. Sky of concentration. Maha, Tai 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 is Maha. This one, Gagana. Gagana is for joy. Bringing Gloria, bringing Gloria to the sky. And the sky is the arm of Amitabha Buddha, the sun. That is the contents of the Dharani for liberating the deceased people. So it means, I summarize, I pay respect to illimited Tathagata Bodhisattva Amitabha Buddha. I have seen Amrita appear. I see Amrita manifest powerfully everywhere, and the sky is so wonderfully illuminated. Swabha is mean like Bravo, like wonderful and Bravo. That's all. That's all. It means that they wish that the deceased person will obtain that light and to transform into the new form, full of light. Um, So these four sentences is the contents of the Dharani we use in the Buddhist tradition on Vietnamese we use to recite when somebody passed away. The Pure Land now and here is so wonderful. We can see the Pure Land here and now, and we treasure life at every second, every minute. Don't try to search anything far away. Like the river, don't try to run after cloud. What you are running after are already here in you. The water is in you. The cloud is also water. And it's not a promise that the future heaven, but the heaven, we do not deny heaven, but heaven is here and now. The kingdom of God is here and now or ever or never. So the Pure Land is very clear, and then the 10,000 Buddha in everywhere in the cosmos are praising that this beautiful land is a pure land. How thousand of mouths utter the same sentence? You have to believe the presence of this present pure land here and now. And if you stay where you are, don't run after anything, stay at home. You have to practice, I have arrived, I'm home. That is anchor, it means dwell peacefully, dwelling happily here and now. It seems that I jump. I vow, I'm determined to do a number of work that our mother asked me to do, my father asked me to do. It means I vow to construct so that this very land will become pure and beautiful. All the bodhisattva are preparing in order to continue our work. You all are bodhisattva here. You make the determination that tomorrow you will be a big teacher for people to build up a real pure land wherever you are. I vow to bring my body, my mind, and my bodily action, my speech action, and my mind action to end on the war, the quarrel, and bring understanding, love to everyone. That is our duty, is our mission. And so our mission is to bring understanding in life to ourselves first, and then together that we try to bring understanding and life to my close friend, my close beloved one, nearby, far away. I try my best in that direction. And we dwell peacefully, mindfully in the present moment in order to protect the beautiful planet, the green planet. And then we vow to be an arm of that Bodhisattva in order to protect the planet, to see the entire being of everything, in order to transcend the sign, transcend on the appearance, in order to touch the reality, the contents of the reality. And so you have to be aware that every word influence the whole Sangha. Every bodily action influence the whole Sangha. You think something is influence the whole Sangha. You are a cell of a body. You have to think in the way to bring happiness, purity to the Sangha. You have to speak in the way that bring purity, understanding in the Sangha. And we have to act in the way that bring understanding and beautiful in the Sangha in order to form this land to be a pure land. You love me, it means you love you. You love you, it means you love me. In order to arrive to transcend the signs, in order to reach the deep contents, not to be carried away by the appearance, by the signs outside sign, to touch the deep inside. Yeah. The applied Buddhism is Yathabhutam, is a reality. In order to see the birth and death are only door by which you enter and going out. It look like you are born, it look like you die. But from outside you are born every second, you are dying every second. So your body ceases to be, your heart ceases to beat. Is also, there is many things who are drastically born right away at that moment. Don't think that this body is just you, because you are a river. So this river continue to flow and to flow, and it stop here, it will appear in other side. So I wish that we can read before the recitation of the precept. And the Bodhisattva Sun, Bodhisattva Earth. Today we do not have formal lunch, but we have picnic lunch. And try to bring light, peace, joy to every second.